Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank. First, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. You can also download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Bob Morwell from Quincy, Illinois.
Hey, how are things in Quincy?
Cold.
Yeah, they're pretty much cold all over Illinois. How are you dealing with the winter?
Well, you generally hunker down and try to think warm thoughts.
You do. What are some of the warm thoughts you think, if I may ask?
Well, generally I think about how much I enjoy public radio.
No, good save. Good save. Well done. Well, welcome.
Marshall gives me a warm feeling all over.
Oh, doesn't he, though? Well, welcome to the show, Bob. You're going to play the game in which you have to finish three news-related limericks. Corva Coleman right here is going to start reading them. She's not going to finish them, though. That's your job. Do that two times out of three. You'll win our prize. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's your first limerick.
I'm not tired or fusty or moldy, and my synapses still fire boldly. But the radio dial made my heart stop a while. Our 80s songs now are called...
Oldies.
Right! So you're planning to spend the weekend rocking out to the oldies? If you're over 35, and this being public radio, we assume you all are, you're in for a nasty surprise. 80s music is now being marketed as oldies music. Station executives say that it makes sense for oldies stations to play 80s music because advertisers know that listeners who need a daily dose of Hall & Oates could probably also use a refreshing can of Ensure. Make room for new oldsters like Milli Vanilli, the Go-Go's, and Kenny Loggins. Songs from the 60s and 70s have been downgraded to decrepit hits, while music from the 50s is labeled primitive tribal dances.
Hall & Oates was one of the bands highest in fiber, though.
Yeah, that's so important.
In fairness.
They moved me.
Yeah, well. All right, here's your next limerick, Bob.
Marks and Spencer likes products well-placed, so I sort the cans with meaty paste. And yes, I do quibble to find high-class kibble. I evaluate pet food by...
taste.
Yes, taste. Think you've got a lousy job? Well, buck up. You could be Simon Allison, food tester to the pets. That's right. When Allison goes to work at Marks & Spencer in Britain, he spends the day taste-testing cat and dog food. Like a wine taster, Allison tastes the food, which he admits is mostly bland. He does not swallow it. Says Allison, quote, I'm looking for a pate texture, almost to the point where you could spread it on crusty bread. His cat food of choice? It's a luxury chicken dinner with vegetables that he describes this way. Quote, it has the taste and aroma of chicken and some of what you call the red flavors, things like heart and liver, gutsy, savory notes. Then you get a mealy green pea pulse aroma and occasionally a sweeter note from the carrot. And then he heard a can opener and ran over to the kitchen.
Does he eat cat and dog food?
Apparently he does. Yeah, okay. He's doing the whole Marks & Spencer line.
He doesn't have to do fish food.
Oh, Lord, I hope not.
Does he knock small plastic lids under the refrigerator?
Love it. This is great.
All right, very good, Bob. Here's your last limerick.
Existentialist jaws grow more slack. It's like nothingness. Sartre strikes back. Now poor helpless light must give up the fight and surrender to this deep dark.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Yeah.
How about black?
Black. Okay.
Scientists have done it. This month they unveiled a paper-thin material that absorbs 99.955% of the light that hits it, making it the blackest black ever achieved, 30 times darker than the government's official standard for black, said Sean Yulin, one of the scientists at the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. It's very deep, like a forest in the darkest night. Nothing comes back to you. It's very, very dark. It's dark, I tell you.
What is it? Does it have a special name?
Blackity black black black. I don't know.
It's a scientific name for it.
What? No idea. Well,
no, I'm just wondering.
It's made of nanotubes. I know that. Okay. It's kind of interesting. But they're not going to rest because what they do is they're not going to stop until they achieve that holy grail of blackness, something as dark as Dick Cheney's soul. They're going to hold it up.
Well, they should name it because it's the new black.
It is, in fact. It is, in fact, the new black.
I'm sure Anna Wintour, all the fashion magazines are going to want to know what this color is.
Corva, how did Bob do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Bob got 2 out of 3 right. So, Bob, you won. And Carl will do the outgoing message on your answering machine.
Well, I have a reason to live now.
Congratulations, Bob. Well done. So glad we could help you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Black like Bob's mood.